Last night, Quit Tasmania launched a new quit smoking campaign. They're calling it the Voice Box campaign. It's pretty graphic, but I think it's getting the message across. And World No Tobacco Day is coming up in a couple of weeks. So today we're going to talk about giving up smoking, which is very difficult for people. But even though there's only, I think, about 17% of the population are smokers these days, there's still over 15,000 Australians each year that actually die from tobacco-related illnesses.
Well, that's correct, and over 500 of those are Tasmanians. And I guess the other statistic that sort of caught my eye was that more than 10% of the people that die are actually non-smokers who are affected by secondhand smoke from other people. So that's even sadder in some ways, I think. However, yeah, as you say, the World No Tobacco Day coming off May the 31st, as it is every year in a couple of weeks' time, and their theme being Commit to Quit, and that Voice Box campaign you mentioned is really graphic, but I think they said that the graphic nature of it actually makes people sit up and take notice. So I think it's important to talk about it as much as we can and hopefully get some people to seriously think about the benefits of giving up smoking and you know, deciding to commit to quitting.
There's an amazing number of, and I should state here that I'm a non-smoker, never have been, but there's an amazing amount of chemicals in cigarette smoke, which cause all sorts of health issues, but it's the nicotine that actually gets people addicted to it, not the chemicals that are in there.
Yeah, that's right. The nicotine is quite addictive. It travels really quickly to your brain and actually mimics the effect of some naturally occurring neurotransmitters, which are the chemicals that make your brain communicate with all the other things in your body. And that stimulates your adrenal glands, which produce adrenaline, and that causes your heart rate to go up and your blood pressure to go up and makes you more alert just for a temporarily, a small amount of time. But it also stimulates production of dopamine, which some people may know is the chemical that controls your brain's pleasure center and actually makes you feel good. So that's why you sort of get that kick out of smoking. And I guess the third thing, nicotine also influences the glucose metabolism in your body, and that gives you a short-term feel-good effect as well. But, that can cause problems with diabetes and heart disease later on. But, yeah, certainly that nicotine is what causes the addiction.
It has a sort of a calming effect, but I also know people that smoke when they're stressed and when they're anxious and things like that as well. So, and then that's going to lead to an addiction too, because you don't want to have those feelings, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's right. I guess smokers are affected by two different sorts of addiction. There's a psychological addiction where the smoking is part of their daily routine and it's sort of an artificial association of smoking actually making them feel better. But then there's also the physical addiction to the nicotine, which we just mentioned. That's the nicotine in each cigarette. And I guess your body and particularly your brain starts to become accustomed to the stimulation caused by that external nicotine and sort of establishes a new normal level of stimulation based on the nicotine that it gets from cigarettes. So after a while, though, the nicotine's sort of cleared really quickly from your system, and then your body craves more and more and more. And the smoker's response to that is just to generally increase the number of cigarettes they smoke, and that sort of then the addiction grows from there. I guess the other side of the coin is if they then stop, then getting these withdrawal symptoms like insomnia, digestive problems and increased appetite. They have difficulty concentrating and also a lot of mood-related complaints like anxiety and anger and frustration, all those things you mentioned before that people actually smoke to avoid. So that's why when you do stop, having some sort of nicotine replacement therapy is really important to help people to quit.
Yeah, it's sort of it's no good going cold turkey. You need to sort of gradually wean yourself off it, I'm guessing. But and that's why pharmacists have such a large range of nicotine replacement products and things like that.
Yeah, certainly the cold turkey approach works for some people, but generally speaking, because you're overcoming this physical addiction to nicotine, you really need some sort of supplement. And as you said, there's a lot of different types. I guess the mainstay of it is the patches, but there's nicotine gum, which has been around for a long time, but you can also get lozenges, which you suck on. There's a little inhaler that you can use and also a spray that you can spray in the back of the tongue. And I guess the current recommendation is that people wanting to quit get the best chance of quitting if they use the patches as a sort of a baseline nicotine supply. And then if they do get cravings in amongst that, then they can use one of the other products in conjunction with that, so the gum or the lozenges or something like that, to overcome the short-term cravings that they might have with the nicotine in a particular time of day. Or if they associate something in their normal daily routine where they're going to have a cigarette, like perhaps a cup of coffee or talking on the phone, those sorts of things, when you automatically light up, or having one of those other supplementary products really helps that. And I guess the other thing is, you know, it takes around 12 weeks for you to break through those psychological patterns that are in the, you know, a part of your life. So this sort of treatment needs to go for about 3 months.
That's important too, because people might try it for, you know, 4 or 5 weeks and go, ah, it's not working, and give up.
Well, yeah, well, the other thing is that they go for 4 or 5 weeks and think, oh, this is really easy, you know, I've kicked it. Then they stop using the nicotine replacement therapy, and it actually, you know, they end up back smoking. So the 12 weeks is really important to sort of ingrain those new habits into your lifestyle.
Yeah, I'm guessing as a pharmacist, this is something you probably deal with almost on a daily basis. There are also prescription drugs that can help, I think Champix and Zyban or something like that are the names of them, but how effective are they?
Yeah, well, they're really quite good, effective. They can have some minor side effects as well, but for some people, they don't actually, they're not appropriate because of perhaps other medication or various other reasons.
Yeah,
but
right.
Certainly, they do work really well, and they actually just reduce your urge to smoke, and that works well for a lot of people. So certainly worth speaking to your doctor about that sort of treatment if you've tried the nicotine replacement therapy and it hasn't worked, or if you just need to, you know, to try something different.
Yeah, okay. A lot of the ads on TV and the campaigns we've seen, one of the more recent ones was sort of taking the line that it's never too late to quit. And I think there's another one where a guy says he quitted 3 or 4 times before he actually finally quit. So, you know, well, I guess what you're saying from that is, you know, don't give up trying to quit.
Yeah, certainly there's plenty of people who have failed the first time. Failed's probably the wrong word, but have, you know, tried to quit a number of times. But each time you quit, you get a bit closer to quitting for good, and that's really what the game is about. Also, Quit Tasmania will tell you, each time you try, you learn something new about, you know, the smoking and what it's doing to you and other things. So each time you try, you can get a little bit closer to doing it. And, you know, once you do give up, you know, you'll find a whole heap of different things change. Like your breathing will improve, you'll be able to exercise more, your resistance to infection will improve, which is really quite important in these times. Your some of the senses, like your taste and smell, start to return. Your wallet will feel it as well, because research shows it's about $3,800 per year if you smoke a pack of days.
Goodness.
So, you know, it certainly adds up. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to, you know, to be gained if you do stop smoking.
Yeah, and every time, I'm a non-smoker, never have been, but when you drive past a bunch of smokers standing outside a building or whatever having a smoke, they always look miserable. They never seem to look happy to me, so I guess it's...
Yeah, I guess I've never been a smoker myself either, but yeah, I guess, you know, it's another thing, I guess, you know, it is sort of, there's less places that you can smoke now, and having to take time out of your day to find those places and do that is, you know, it's worth considering that the extra time that you'll get back as well.
Yeah, I think most smokers, if they could give up, they would, I think, and that's the biggest problem is that they can't give up. So what sort of tips have you got, Colin, from all that we've just spoken about that can help?
Well, there's a couple of things. We find that the difference between the people who successfully quit and those who actually go back to smoking is just basically their personal commitment. We have people who give up, you say, oh, my wife wants me to quit, or, you know, I'm doing it for my kids, which is a good reason. But the baseline is that you really got to personally decide that, yes, this is, I'm going to do it, and do it for yourself. So that's a good thing. If you decide to quit, it's good to set a plan before you go, and picking a day that you're going is going to be the day that you actually stop. And, you know, World Tobacco Day is as good in 2 weeks' time is as good a day as any. But just find a day that you decide, okay, after that day, I'm going to quit, and, you know, get your nicotine replacement therapy or whatever you're going to use in place, so that you're ready to go on that day and do that. You want to also change your daily routine, so the things that you do when you would normally have a cigarette distract you and change your routine, so you don't actually do those things for a little while, and you learn new habits quite quickly. I guess as far as other things go, reducing your caffeine intakes, you know, from coffee or Coke or chocolate, those sorts of things. The chemicals in cigarettes actually cause caffeine to be eliminated from your body faster. So when you stop getting that nicotine in your system, then the caffeine actually stays in your system longer. So then the withdrawal effects that you get will actually be more pronounced.
Oh, right.
So reducing your coffee and things intake at the same time will actually help to, you know, not maximise withdrawal effects that you're having. And I guess the final one is we all, well, you know, a lot of smokers associate having a smoke with having a drink as well. So making sure that you don't drink too much because your resistance to change and your resistance to, you know, desire to quit might wane, you know, just when you've had a few drinks. We have a few people say, oh, I was going really well, and then I went out with, you know, for a night in the town and, you know, started smoking again, and that was that. So, you know, just if you can just change your lifestyle, just for, even for a short time to begin with, and set some new good habits, then you can go back to that other stuff later when you've learnt habits that don't involve smoking.
Yeah, and don't forget, you don't have to be alone when you do this. You talk to your pharmacist, talk to your GP, talk to the Quit Line. There's an app you can get for your phone called My Quit Buddy, I think. There's plenty of help there, and people need to know that if they want to give up smoking, they don't have to do it alone. There's plenty of help there.
Well, that's right. And Quit Taz, as you mentioned, all of those people will be able to talk you through it and help you with questions that you might have. And I think in this, you know, knowledge is power, because if you can actually learn about why you smoke and the things that it's doing to you, it gives you the armoury to be able to combat that, you know, and understand why you're going to benefit from giving up smoking.
Yep. Talk to your pharmacist and your GP. As always, Colin, thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Martin.